This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9 with me, Avi Miller, with Dean Beck over there, and introducing our guest for this evening. You know him as the 2012 usurper to the throne, Led Leatherman, Ben Reith-Miller. Welcome.
Well, hello there, Crystal.
Oh, lovely to have you back in our big hole.
It's been quite a while.
Now, you know this routine inside and out. How do we make it fresh and exciting each year?
Well, we bring new people into the mix, which is what we're doing over the coming week. What we're already doing, in fact. The competition, I think, is already hotting up in a big way.
It's ridiculous.
It has. And, of course, the Led Leatherman are already aware that there is an informal competition going on behind the scenes. There are points awarded for the first one of those contestants who emails us on air at joy.org.au or SMSs 0427-JOY949 to tell us they're listening.
You just don't know what influence we have with those judges.
Indeed.
And therefore, you should get in contact with us.
Share your thoughts. Email on air at joy.org.au.
That'll do. We'd like to hear from you.
We would.
We want to know what your best bid is for the night coming up.
And if you're wondering, Led Leatherman contestants, whether there will be a quiz later, the answer is always yes.
Yes.
And it might even find its way into the final quiz on the actual night of the big do. So
hang on. Somebody has texted in on 0427.
Yeah, I'm listening.
You need to tell us your name.
Who you are, idiot. Right, minus 1 point, whoever that is, minus 1 point. Right, keeping a ledger.
Is that Hufflepuff?
Now, Ben, you went through this excruciating process yourself. How are you going to make it palatable for those poor victims?
I'm doing exactly the opposite.
Lovely.
I'm making it as uncomfortable for them as possible. I'm making them rear up against each other, so to speak.
Right.
I'm making the rivalry as strong as possible because that keeps the crowd entertained. And at the end of the day, it's all about crowd entertainment.
Oh, well, yes, you've got to entertain the crowd because, is there a popular vote for this thing?
There's no popular vote,
right?
No, but
loud cheers must spur the judges on, surely.
Well, look what happened for me. I had flags in the audience. I had the works, and I won.
Yes.
God knows how.
Ben definitely got through on the first wives' vote, I suspect.
Yeah, the first wives.
Hey, was that
the
year that a certain Avi Miller was also on stage competing?
Yes, and you
same
know,
year. And here they are in the same room again.
We are arch nemesis.
Now, is it true, Avi, that you only failed because you were wearing high heels?
I do think that was the case. I don't think Melbourne was ready for leather drag.
No,
they were not ready for corsetry and heels.
All of that said, one of our top 20 one of the top 20 at IML this year ripped off Avi's number.
I was ahead of my time.
Really?
Mm.
Why am I not surprised?
It actually caused quite the scandal. It was called Tuckergate. Or no, Tuggergate. Because his name is Tugger.
Okay. Now, we've had trans men who have won previously internationally.
Yes.
We've also had... We've had people in wheelchairs Have we had winners?
Let's combine them.
Yes. Oh, okay, yes. Fine, right.
Trans.
Okay, I'll just...
Trans wheelchair user?
My memory's going
there
with age.
Okay. I had two, I believe, in my class at IML.
Right.
Two trans men.
Okay.
Mm.
Righto.
So it's all out there.
Any this year? Not that we know of.
What, in our...
In the Led Leatherman
contest? Not that I know of.
Okay. Maybe we should have that for next year.
We should give a shout out to Brett from Abbotsford, who might have a fairly close connection to this. Hello, Brett from Abbotsford. You don't win anything except perhaps hosting the Leatherman competition in about a week. We also have Tully is listening. Matt is listening. Darby is listening. I'm not going to tell them which of the three texted in first, so they'll have to just guess what their points were. We do have an apology from Steve, who is on a plane from San Francisco.
Not good enough. No, sorry.
He's bringing the best of Mr. S and Dory Alley back to Melbourne for us.
Oh, did we see his post this morning?
We did see his post this morning.
I don't think I've ever seen a funnier video of Taylor Swift.
Now, that aside, are the Victorian AIDS Council sponsoring this event? The only reason I say that is, and I don't want it to create controversy right now, right here, but their PR and communications person is entering this year, I believe, and therefore, you know, we don't want to be seen to be having an unfair advantage. Who already had a profile in a certain magazine that was published recently to build his current...
he's certainly building his public profile in many ways. The sponsors, as always, Manhouse led... Down
Hide and
dirty.
Seek on Joy 94.9.
Down and Dirty might be a franchise of a certain organisation.
They work with them all.
Hey, Hide and Seek stand as a sponsor.
We're a major prize, Dean.
Oh.
We are of the major prizes at the Laird Leatherman this year.
Oh, I do apologise.
So we can't end up with a favourite at the end of tonight.
So, Avi, what do we get to do with the victim when?
The winner of Laird Leatherman last year and the winner of Laird Leatherman this year both get a sponsored Taste of Radio attendance. So they do the Taste of Radio course here at Joy. This prepares them for a life on air here at Joy.
Yay to us.
I know.
See, I didn't get that. All I got was half an hour with you.
Yeah.
And that changed my life, I can tell you that much.
You just got dipped in the hardware. I was already on air and you just got dunked.
I know.
Hide and seek. Joy 94.9.
And a big shout out to Andrew the Apprentice, who is listening from home tonight. He has the night off. You are listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9 with me, Avi Miller, Dean Beck over there. Ben Reithmiller is in the house.
I remember recording that.
Now, I'm pulling things out of nowhere tonight. And so here's another one for you. All you contestants in the Laird Leatherman, I need to be tweeted at Dean Beck on air just because it might add in your favour. That's at Dean Beck on air. If you don't have a Twitter account, best just sign up now.
Indeed. Now, as we said, this year's competition is heating up.
It certainly is.
And the social media component has been pretty big.
It has been, and I've certainly been encouraging that. The bitchiness, the underhanded backstabbing and everything that
Surely
we enjoyed during our year has been occurring behind the scenes.
Right.
Private chats, group chats, everywhere else.
Like a nice group chat.
Now, speaking of behind the scenes, and I know this is apparently sort of the no-go zone, but... there's rumours that things happen behind the scenes in the area where they get changed.
I will tell you what happened to me.
You've both been there.
We've both been there. Do you want to know what these bitches did to me in 2012?
Go on.
The aforementioned heels. Now, if you have been to the venue, the front bar of the venue, you will know that there is an amazing grate that sits above the beer cellar.
Quite a big one.
It's fantastic. And you can ask for the shower to be turned on if you want to, you know, recreate scenes from Flashdance or what's that other one with the dance?
Dawson's 50 Load Weekend, probably. Something like that.
There's a shower down there?
There's a shower in the front bar, yes.
In the front bar?
In the front
bar. Has it always been there?
It's always been there.
Oh, God.
Fantastic.
Moving on.
But I'm getting changed into my leather drag. I've got heels on. I've got a corset on. Of course, what do these guys do? They block all of the non-grate entry points to the stage. So I have to walk over the grate in
There's
heels.
There's no other way to get through
no.
it.
No.
So tippy toes.
So, yes, it wasn't exciting. They were just doing their best to derail me.
Of course I had no part in that. I have integrity.
Yes, Alexis.
Well, I've already had two come through at Dean Beck on air, so that's 2 points to, you know who you are. But the rest of them, I'll tell you what. You're not getting retweeted if you're not tweeting me.
No, one of the big things on...
Simple as that, really.
One of the big things on social media, thank you, Dean, has been the assigning of points, the arbitrary points by you.
Yes, just call me Dumbledore.
Just call me... Well, he was a... One of our family, of course, as J.K. Rowling says. Now, we are going to reveal tonight who each of the houses actually is. Not yet, but we will reveal. Of course, if you don't remember, we have Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, Slytherin, and we included the two additional...
What the hell are you two talking about?
Harry Potter houses.
Including
the two additional colleges of Durmstrang and Beauxbatons.
Yes.
Now, we were discussing this earlier because I have theories. Dean.
Sorry.
Turn your mic off if you like. I have theories.
Because everyone has theories.
Everyone has theories. What was the rationale behind the sub-competition, though?
It got them active. It got them promoting the contest. A lot of it was introducing them to the job that they are taking on, mm-hmm. which is getting themselves out there, being... well-promoted
back in my day, you just rooted a lot.
That too.
But we want social media.
we don't want
a social disease. We want social media.
Yeah, well, this is all social media, including reading around. Anything that they choose to do may or may not be beneficial to their cause. And as a veteran...
50 points to Dumbledore.
As someone who virtually deserves a Lifetime Achievement Award, I hope you're listening out there, Brett, Mark, Paul and Richard.
A Lifetime Stole the Throne Award, yes.
I can suggest what's appropriate and what's not. I can award and
discount points.
You
know, he was nothing
points.
Without me. Yeah, well, he'd be nothing without me. Come on.
Hi, I'm Ben Reithmiller, Leatherman, 2012.
Now, one of the things we've started off, we should talk about everything to do with the Week of Leather, but we started off with another Madhouse event a couple of weeks ago, which was Hot Wired.
How amazing was that?
Fantastic. Well done to the boys at Manhouse. That was a great party.
Mm.
That was truly bringing the Mardi Gras Horden Pavilion lasers to Melbourne.
It certainly was, I think it bodes very well for the future.
But it was also that night that a Laird Leatherman contestant and I got stuck into a different set of categories for the Laird Leatherman. And if you're listening, this is where you might want to take notes. It's the Laird Leatherman Game of Thrones house assignments.
Mm-hmm.
We decided in our state that we were in. Of course, there are four major houses in Game of Thrones, and I decided to throw in two extra houses because we have six people. We have the Starks.
Just as I did with Harry Potter.
Indeed, yep. The Starks, Baratheons, Targaryens, Lannisters, Tyrells, and Boltons. And in fact, I've gone so far as to specify each one of them as to who's who. So you'd be pleased to know, boys, this is my own opinion and has very little bearing except that you'll be quizzed on it later. Ed Stark, or Eddard Stark, is Daddy Steve. Rob Baratheon is Matt. Daenerys Targaryen is Cal. Cersei Lannister is self-voted as JPP. Well done there. Marjorie Tyrell is Tully. And Ramsay Bolton is Darby.
Marjorie Tyrell is Tully.
Well, come on. Married two Laird Leathermans. Well, one and a half.
He's worked his way through.
Joy 94.9
with Dean Beck, Avi Miller, and our special guest Ben Reithmiller.
Now we should say that A Week of Leather kicks off officially on Monday with the Laird's very famous jock party,
which
is one of the biggest.
It is one of the
biggest. I don't mean what's in the jocks.
But we reckon it's probably of the in the triumvirate, the top three. We have Cup Eve,
huge.
Mm. We have the Midsummer one.
Yes, very big.
Laird jock
always
party. Always a good one.
Bulging beautifully.
We do strongly encourage attendees to, of course, wear a jock. Leather jock preferred,
and
we definitely
prefer for these events that you buy ahead, that you get your ticket.
You've got to pay for head now as well.
Well, see, once upon a time it was always on the door, and then these things started to sell out, and we had some very disgruntled, horny men waiting.
So yes, buy your jock party tickets now. Speaking of things that people can buy. You announced to the contestants about an hour ago that they have to sell raffle tickets.
We do, yes. We are over the
charity
course
charity begets charity.
Indeed.
We are over the course of this week auctioning off or raffling off an amazing package of prizes. predominantly sponsored by Tom of Finland.
Do I get any of the people in his sketches?
No, but you get certainly toys.
Stuff.
You get lube. You get
that'll be enough. It's not an ad.
$500 worth of prizes.
And we must also remind our listener that the AWOL does raise money for organisations of our community.
Indeed.
Indeed. And yeah. Everything that goes from that comes from this raffle and throughout the day, Switchboard.
Yep.
Lovely.
Carefully named Switchboard.
Yes.
And also the archives, the
Gay and Lesbian Archives.
They deserve a few bucks out of their way, actually.
Yes, so the boys will be selling tickets throughout the week.
Good.
Now, they have their own goals to achieve with ticket sales, so they'll get their books of tickets tomorrow night at Spit and Polish.
They will indeed.
So go and find your favourite contestant and buy some tickets. You never know how much that might help that or won't.
I'm getting a feeling that even though it officially starts on Monday, the unofficial start will be...
Tomorrow
about
night.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. What is amazing this year, we have, of course, a couple of parties, starting with Jock Party, but this year we actually have three seminars. That are available on Tuesday and Wednesday. We have the sessions.
Educational.
We'll start on Tuesday with Mad Dog's Boot Camp. So with her leather care stall at Northside Bazaar, Mad Dog showed why she is a much respected part of Melbourne's leather and fetish scene. Now Mad Dog is sharing her knowledge for this one-off AWOL special event.
I have heard her on Joy and she's pretty out there.
And amazingly good at taking care of leather.
There are things that, I mean, God knows what kind of stains I could get out of my sash after
you
all
just
these
need
years.
A bloody good wash, I think.
Well, yes, but Mad Dog is going to show me how to look after it.
And later on, you can get a high shine. Once you've washed it, you can get a high shine. Turn the page.
We have Mad Dog. After Mad Dog, on a Wednesday, we have two sessions with BJ, and they're worth going just to look at BJ. BJ from our friends over at Eagle Leather, he is doing two sessions on Wednesday from 6:30 to 8. He is doing Japanese rope bondage. 10 points for the first Laird Leatherman contestants who text in or emails in to tell me what the real name of Japanese rope bondage actually is. What's the real term for Japanese rope bondage? Don't say it, boys.
In Japanese.
Thank you very much.
If you can ideally send through the Japanese.
Yeah, if you can do the characters.
Yeah, if you can actually send through the Japanese points. Bonus points, we won't be able to know. I mean, you could be sending through banana and we're not going to know.
Correct.
But never mind. 10 points for effort.
Now, Ben, on Thursday, you're hosting High Shine.
I am indeed.
I want to know what you hosting a Spit and Polish event actually means, because
it essentially means
it happens every week, whether you're there or not.
I'm going to get up surrounded by six amazing men.
Oh, it's the introduction.
It is the introduction.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
Now, hang on. We did skip something here.
We did skip something on Wednesday.
Come early.
Yeah. We have BJ's second workshop, which is Impact Play, How to Handle Your Equipment. Indeed.
Essentially, what we're saying is that if you want to see me tied up and beaten up,
well, which I wouldn't want to say that.
I'm sure I've
reenacted. For a start. Yeah, reenacted Taylor Swift song. I think you'll find. So Ben and I have had this, and I think we might ask our audience to vote in on this one, because Ben and I back in 2012 decided as a charity fundraiser that we would reenact the Dynasty Fountain fight scene between Crystal Carrington Colby.
At least one of you was in heels.
And Alexis Carrington Colby, whatever her name was.
Mm.
Now, we've been fighting for the last 3 years over which of us is Crystal and which of us is Alexis.
Oh, dear.
I think it's fairly clear that I'm Alexis.
Only because you can't pull off white mink, dear.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to see us eventually reenact the Crystal Carrington and Alexis Carrington fight from the fountain in the Laird's fantastic wading pool. And you know what's the waiting pool's full of at the Laird, so...
So this is going to happen?
We keep planning it.
If we get support...
The only time I ever saw lube wrestling, it was a disaster.
And it happens weekly.
440 litres of J-lube across the dance floor at the Peel and three broken kneecaps. All lesbians. I don't know why. Anyway, it was not pretty.
But the first official outing of the six Laird Leatherman contestants comes next Thursday.
Tomorrow night.
Unofficial. Unofficial tomorrow night at Spit and Polish. That's when they relax. It's mm-hmm. when JPP, it's the last time you can wear leather, rubber at least, for the next week at least. So
for the next year if he wins.
If you indeed.
Now, who's this young upstart that's all part of this?
Let us introduce
you. He's a bit
cute. Indeed. I thought you might like him, Dean.
Yeah.
Let's introduce you to our six Laird Leatherman contestants. We have
Matt McGaw, our eldest contestant.
Oh, he's going to love the fact that you just...
There's a reason for that. There indeed. Is something dear, that fits dear. In with Game of Thrones and...
You're supposed to be neutral, by the way.
Oh,
should
I am.
Should
I
we... Am. Okay, so Matt McGaw is our oldest. What house is he?
Matt McGaw, well, let's face it, he works in a very intellectual job.
Yes.
He's brainy.
Right.
We know that.
Indeed.
Very focused on work, hard work.
I know what house he's in.
Yes.
He's in Ravenclaw.
Yes, he is. Yay! Indeed. Yay!
Okay. After Matt, we have Cal, the very lovely American import.
The American import, known particularly well for an event that he hosted recently.
Self-promotion recently, but anyway.
Well, yeah. And you know what? I think that was a star move.
Oh, 10 out of 10. I totally agree.
He actually scored points.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Surge versus Charges?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there was that self-promotion too. I'd forgotten about that.
So there is a particular house that's well known.
God, he's been doing this.
It's sporting prowess that has won the Quidditch Cup.
Gryffindor.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, but they always win on a technicality. Well, Come on.
And so does Cal.
And as a Charger, so did the Surge.
Yes.
Okay.
Next.
After Cal, we have Daddy Steve.
Daddy Steve. Now...
Is he old enough to qualify?
No, he's a child. He's younger than us.
Just checking.
But we call him Daddy Steve because it's adorable.
Yep. Because he flags Hunter Green.
Amongst other things.
And
he flags a lot of things.
Well, yes, indeed.
He is the United Colours.
It's like a Pride March every time he gets out the front door.
We should call him
Benetton Steve. We should call him Benetton Steve.
Yes, indeed.
He is definitely United Colours.
But in terms of being someone who flags green, what house would you assign him?
Green.
Jeez, he's...
Oh, for God's sake.
He's gone right through all this.
Who would be green?
Goddamn.
Quickly.
Yeah.
He's goddamn Slytherin.
He's Slytherin?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Next.
Oh, I have
you
issues.
Failed there.
I did. The lovely, we know him affectionately as Rubber John, but he might have to give all of that up for at least the next year if he wins JPP.
He announced this one himself, even though he, I think at the end of the day, wasn't too pleased about it. But, but for his persistence, his determination... His hard
enthusiasm.
Work. Enthusiasm. And, you know, he does a lot of hard work with Spit and Polish. He's actually more or less created his own knight.
Indeed.
Based on the rubber community, which is very admirable.
Just as well, it's not in the day because it goes funny in sunlight.
Well, indeed. So, yeah, his hard work, he is Hufflepuff.
He is Hufflepuff. We love Hufflepuff.
Indeed.
That gives us to our two non-Hogwarts schools. That's Durmstrang and Beauxbatons.
So Durmstrang, let's look at the beefcake that's not from around here.
Indeed. And that would, of course, be Tully.
Indeed.
He is married, boys, but don't let that stop you. He is a pup. He is a ginger pup. He is a very cute little pup.
Just.
He's gingery.
Ginger-esque.
Gingerette.
Gingerette is probably more the point.
Well, he's
far from being leatherette.
He's certainly not leatherette. No.
He has a husband, he has a sir, he has a husband, he has everything that a modern homosexual needs. And it comes to our final contestant, which is
Durmstrang. And finally,
Victor Crumb. Anyway, finally is the young upstart.
Right, okay.
The whippersnapper.
Yeah.
The one who's biting on the heels of the old guard.
Quite
and
cute.
That's Darby.
Darby, who is Beauxbatons.
Beauxbatons.
The only one that's pretty.
That is true. That is very true.
It is.
And the
very
only
true.
One that could probably pull off. I was going to say the only one who could pull off a skirt, but then I have seen Cal in a kilt, and that's not, strictly speaking, true.
Well, no, and I've seen more than one of them in makeup.
That's true.
And they carry it off.
Hide and Seek.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9 with Dean, Avi, Ben. Woo!
Wait.
Now, we've hit the big... We've got so little time to discuss this.
I know, but we've got the best of the week ahead of us.
Laird Leatherman is next Friday night. Of course, we do the question and answer. We do the bikini section, which is otherwise known as the jock section.
Mm-hmm. We do the personality.
We do the talent section, which is when they twirl their batons. They sing the Star Spangled Banner.
And then one of them gets
sashed. Do we get to say bits?
If you're lucky.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Okay.
I certainly will backstage. I don't know about the rest of you.
You may see some bits.
We want bumps on seats.
So if you want to see bits, you come the following night to Code Black.
Right.
The big dance party almost finishes up the week next Saturday night. Code Black at the Laird. Get your tickets now. It will sell out.
It will definitely sell out. It's not that far off it, indeed. In fact.
And so then on Sunday, we close off the week. We recover with Tribe on Sunday afternoon. All of this and more can be discovered at aweekofleather.com.
Now, I've been keeping score, gents, throughout the evening.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. And we've come to the conclusion that Derby's about ahead by 10 points of all of them.
In your head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's fine. Derby, you have won the Dean Beck Cup. You may come and collect it from the stage.
Dean, can I point out that he does, in fact, have Mark tattoos on his arm?
Derby, you've just won the event. Congratulations.
Dean will be using your arm as a measuring, as one of the dipstick.
It's about time we left. It's been lovely talking about this. Congratulations to all of those who can be competing, and we wish you all the very, very best.
You will meet the winner in 2 weeks' time.
We will indeed, and we will see them on Joy 9. We'll hear them on Joy 94.9 after they win the Taste of Radio and come on. For Joy 94.9, we thank Ben for being here this evening. Have fun over the next week.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Avi Miller, it's been lovely to have you back on board.
Thank you very much,
Dean.
Thank
you very much.
You can follow me on Twitter at Avi on Joy.
And you can follow me at Dean Beck on Air. Until next time, keep well, take care, and bye for now.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hideandseek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au. Hide and Seek is presented by Andrew the Apprentice, James Findlay, and Avi Miller. Post-production by David Cheshire.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek. Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.